Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Come on, let's have a in the name of Jesus, the blessed name of Jesus, Satan.
Peace today.
Come on, let's pray. God bless you this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
Has he been good to you?
Hallelujah.
Has he been good to you?
Yes.
Has he done anything for you this
Thank
week?
You, Lord.
Did you get a blessing this week?
Yes.
I know you got a blessing from the Lord.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, I guess I better move on here. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I got on my white boots too. I might do a step.
Praise God.
Glory to God. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you to all of you, my father's children, here in the sanctuary.
Bless you.
Those that's by way of virtual.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might be in your cars this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
We praise God for you today.
Yes.
Amen. The scripture word this morning, Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning at verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning at verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning at verse 10.
All right.
And it reads in our hearing this morning for our lesson today. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you.
Praise God.
In causing you to return to this place.
Yes.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Thoughts of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say peace.
Peace.
And not of evil.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an expected end.
Then
shall ye call upon me.
Mm-hmm.
You shall go and pray unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will listen.
Yeah.
I know it say hearken. unto you.
Yes.
And ye shall seek me.
Mm-hmm.
And find me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't hide and go seek.
Mm-hmm.
When you shall search me with
all
your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say heart.
Heart.
And verse 14, and I will be found
of
you,
saith
the Lord.
Say the Lord.
And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord.
Say the Lord.
And I will bring you
again.
Somebody say
again.
Into the place
whence
I have called
you
to be carried away captive.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
so
God.
The word of the Lord in the presence of the people this morning.
Praise
May
God.
The Lord's word find a place of rest.
Yes.
On these hearts and souls of ours.
Praise God.
Amen. As Evangelist Pimpton come with our invocation prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And Pastor, I hope she sang something after she hit the prayer.
Tells us that man ought to always pray.
Yes.
And never to faint.
My Lord.
And then he tells us to pray without ceasing.
Yes, yes.
Every head bowed in the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you now.
Thank you.
For being exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are the God of love, and we thank you for loving us
thank
so dearly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you, God, that you allowed us to see this day.
Yes, Lord.
How we are so unworthy, but you saw fit.
Yes.
And so for that, we want to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you now, God, that the blood is running warm in our veins.
Mm-hmm.
That when we woke up this morning, we were in our right mind.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You that you gave us a mind to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you now, God, for this church. And for the pastor that's here
thank
and all
you,
of
Lord.
The members, we thank you, God.
Yes.
We pray now, God, that you would bless us indeed.
Yes.
That you would enlarge our territory.
Please, Lord.
We pray, God, that you would give us more than enough to meet all of our needs.
Yes.
Our prayer is now for those that are sick.
Mm-hmm.
You are a healer, God.
Healer.
You are a deliverer,
yes.
God. And we thank you that you're able to do what no other power has been able to do.
Yes, Lord.
And so for that, God, we praise you on today.
Yes.
Here is our prayer, God. mm-hmm. that you would send your angels encamped around about us,
yes, Lord.
To protect us and keep us in all of our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive us now for our sins.
Please, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus
amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Praise God.
Amen. Let's see.
You might be seated. Thank you in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to give nothing away.
Praise the Lord. Tell her holy for just a few moments.
Just a few moments. Amen. All right, let's listen.
Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy to be praised. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, somebody help me say, let it rise.
Let the glory
God. Praise God. Amen. That spirit ought to be all up in you now. Glory to God. Jeremiah said, like fire set up in my bones. Hallelujah. We give God the glory this morning. We give him all of the praise. Amen. To all of the reverend clergies in the house and to the officers and to the mothers, choir, shesinks, and friends, or should I say choir, I guess it's musicians this morning. Praise God. Blessing us with the music. Our graduates, amen, sort of gave them the Sunday off, amen. So our youth is not singing, but nevertheless, amen, God work must go on, amen. Praise God. So we thank God for our musicians today. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to just thank our women ministry for such a great Women's Day on last Sunday. Amen. Truly, we had a joyous time in the Lord. Amen. We want to thank Sister Hammond and Sister Omea. And I messed up that name. But anyway, we call her Miss O. Amen. Amen. For putting together such a wonderful, wonderful program on last Sunday. We thank all of those that played a part. It's always just good when we have Men and Women Day to see new talent. You might let them come in if you like. Amen. It's always good just to see new talent being developed. When we give people a chance to do something, amen. We like to let you know that you are a part, and we want you to get involved, amen. So that our church can grow, we can grow together, amen. When we are doing things, it makes a difference, because where there's unity, there is strength, amen. Amen. And so we like for you to exercise your talent. When you feel like, you know, there's something that you can do, just let me know. Amen. And if it's in, amen, the Spirit of God, we'll allow you to do it. So we're grateful once again for our women ministry and what you done on last Sunday. Amen. All right. We want to ask if there are any graduates in the house today. Would you stand? Any graduates here today? We would like to recognize you if you're here. Will you please stand no matter what grade you graduated from? Just stand up anyhow. Amen. All right. We just have one. Amen. It's God. We thank God for you today, and we're praying. Amen, that as you go to your new chapter in life, that you will make sure that you put God first. Amen, and then he will work the rest out. Praise God. Amen. Again, we thank you for your tithe and your offering, that you've been so supportive in giving. For those that might not know, there should be a basket in the vestibule as you enter. And as you exit, that you can put your tithe and your offering in case you have not already did it online or whatever. But again, we thank you for your giving. All right. At this time, we are going to ask that you pray for those who are on our prayer list. We have some families who are bereaving this morning. We ask your prayers for them. One of our very own, Sister Ashley Klunt's niece passed last Tuesday from a heart attack. She had just graduated from college, amen, and she passed. And so we're asking prayers for the Klunt's family, amen, that God
God will help them get through it. And also for the Thomas family, amen. Pray for them and keep them in your prayers. We just don't know where death is, you know, whether we're young or whether we are old. Amen. We'll just like a vapor. We rise up in the morning and then we vanish away. And so we don't know when our assignment have ended. Amen. We just know that God is in control. So we ask that you pray for the family. Amen. Also, again, continue praying for Minister Sequita Pimpton's family. She's here and her family is here today. We ask that you will please lift them in prayer at the passing of her father. Amen. And also pray for Deaconess Sam's mother, Julie Ingram. She fell and broke her hip. She had surgery, recovering at home, and she turned 94 last Wednesday. Amen. So ask that you continue praying for her. Sister Evelina Danford and Sister Dennis Gardner, we ask prayer for them. Sister Lola Jackson, she recovers from a knee surgery. Sister Ernestine Clark, the Stewart family. Amen. Please keep all of those listed on our prayer concern list in prayer, because we still believe that prayer works. Amen. Praise God. All right. At this time, we have a glorious opportunity. We're going to have a baby dedication. Amen. There is a deaconess here. Do you have the certificate or anything? You don't have it. All right. All right. Well, we'll go forth with the baby dedication, and we'll make sure that the parents get the certificate. Amen. Elder Bradshaw will come at this time. You want a cordless mic? Stand. He wants to stand, he say. All right.
One, thank you. Will you all come? Now don't have me up here by myself.
Will the parents and godparents, will you come, family, will you come at this time for the baby dedication? Parents, who's the godparents?
Today to stand and bring this little one, or not little one anymore, this toddler to the Lord. Amen. As we come this morning, it is an honor to bring this toddler to the Lord. Nuri, amen. I'm supposed supposed to have some vape and all that, but I don't. We just going to go in the name of the Lord. Amen. Like the old folks used to do down in Sibby. Y'all don't hear me. Nuri and parents Akila and Amani. Amen. Praise the Lord. We introduce, amen, Nuri to this New Hope Baptist Church this morning. Amen. And we today recognize that these children are the gift of God. Amen. And give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing. And we do now dedicate this young one to the Lord who gave them, who gave him to Akila and to Amani. And I need to ask you, Akila and Amani, will you all this morning promise to provide through God's blessings for the physical, emotional, and intellectual and spiritual needs of this child? Will you promise God helping you to make it your regular prayer that by God's grace, your child will come to trust in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of his sins and for the fulfillment of his promises to you? Do you promise to make sure that that happens? You can say, yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. It takes a tribe to raise a child. Amen. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes the church and by the blessing and will of the pastor to raise a child. Praise the Lord. And y'all come from, well, you come from, I hope you do too, son. I know your upbringing. Amen. So we need to get back in step with grandmama and great grandmama and daddy's blessings. Amen. All right. Let's, if you will, we need to pray and lay hands on the baby, on this young'un. He looked like he ain't in a mood this morning for that to happen. Let him if he want to go there, let him. You step forward. I want you to step forward. And he's a godparent, amen. As pastor and the ministers bless this child by the laying on of hands, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Nuri, together with your parents who love you dearly, and these who come, who care about the outcome of this young one's faith, we dedicate you to God, surrendering together with them all worldly claims upon your life, in hope that you will belong wholly to God forever. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We have some more music and then we'll have a word from heaven. Give our musicians a hand as they come. Oh, I'm sorry. After they have sing, then we'll have a solo by Minister Fenton. Amen.
Good morning, New Hope. Let me try that one more time. Good morning, New Hope. We were sharing earlier in our 7:30 service that we've given our youth the Sunday off because of graduation and activities, and we were wondering what we were going to do. So we've always been able to come up with something, and I tell people I'm not young, but I'm not old. I'm just not able to move like I used to move. But one of those old songs kind of snuck in my spirit earlier this week, and I had been singing it all day, and Steve said, well, what you going to do? And I said, well, I got to thinking about everything that's going on around the world, and people are losing their lives to senseless acts. People are doing all kind of things to people. And it's not just the unsaved that are doing things to people. It's some so-called saved people that's doing stuff to people as well. And the song fell in my spirit. It just dropped off in there. And it just simply said something like this. The Lord is blessing me right now. Right now. Some of you can identify with it if you don't mind. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. Lord, right now. This is what he did. He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me. When is he doing it? Right now. Lord, right now. I think I'll say it again. The Lord, Bradshaw, when I think about it, every day, is blessing me right now. Lord, right now. I said the Lord, some of you can identify, is blessing me right now.
Yeah.
Lord, right now. You can say it with me. I know that he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Let me take it to the second part. He woke me up this morning.
Yes, he did.
And I was closed in my right mind. Well, I had some work to do, but you know what? He didn't let me sleep too late. I like this part. He woke me right on time. I'll say that second part again. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said he woke me right early this morning.
Uh-huh.
I was closed
Lordy.
In my right mind. I said he didn't let me sleep too late. I know that he woke me right. Say this to you real quick. With everything that's going on, you don't even have to look at just today. You can look at yesterday, because tomorrow is not, actually tonight is not promised.
Yeah.
So while we are right here, we can give God all we got, because he's blessed us in spite of and because of nothing that we've done that's been so good, so bad, but he gives us everything we need. and he will supply all our needs. We can say it one more time from the top. I said, the Lord, you ought to be able to hear my, is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. You can join in with me. Come on. The Lord, that's it, is blessing me. I can smile about it right now. Oh, right now. I said he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Hey, hey, the Lord is blessing me. Just think about everything he's done for you, but he's blessing you right now. Oh, right now. I had somewhere to lay my head last night. What? Right now. He's still blessing us no matter what. Oh, right now. I have some food on my table. He's what? Right now. He's taking care of me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me and he woke me up this morning. If you don't believe the Lord is blessing you right now, then maybe you ain't got nothing to praise him for. I didn't come to make you shout. I just came to just remind you of just what the Lord has done for not just me, not just for you, but what he's done for all of us. He's kept us. He's covered us. Regardless of what hurt we may be going on right now, he still kept us. Your loved ones ain't acting right. Family getting on your nerves. But I got one person that I can tell you all about. His name is Jesus. He'll take care of you no matter what. When your friends turn their back on you and all you see is that tail of their shirt in the wind, the Lord will still take care of you. You don't have to worry about what your boss is doing on your job tomorrow, because the Lord has already taken and went through and blessed that entire place. When you get in your car and you're driving down the road, you're going from point A to point B. All the other people may have had an accident, but the Lord kept you. But that's not to say that he didn't keep the person that had the accident, because the person in the accident walked away with no scratches. The car rolled over and they got up and walked away. So why can I say the Lord is blessing me? Not just for me, but what he's done for somebody else. I ought to be able to bless the Lord because he's blessed somebody else. All the blessings that God has is not just for me. It's for some of us. It's for all of us. But let me tell you something. After we leave this building, if you don't go bless nobody else, everything that we've done in here has been done in vain. Understand, we are the church. Yeah. The building is not the church.
Hello.
So when we leave here, we need to go bless somebody else.
Yeah.
$1, $10, $20. But I tell you what, if you really want to bless them, pray for them.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that God has told us to do is love
yeah.
our fellow brother and
yeah,
sister.
Yeah.
You can't shout in here
yeah.
and cuss me out there tomorrow.
Come on. That's all right. That's all right.
Don't look there at me go. Funny.
Yeah.
We all done messed up. But what I'm saying is God's grace
yeah,
has good. Kept us. That's yeah. why he's still blessing us today, huh? You know, Pat, I didn't get up here to do all this, but sometimes you just start thinking what God has done for you.
Yeah, the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah.
We can stand up here all day and tell us what the Lord has done. You know what? I'm going to sit down because I'll be up here all day thanking God what he's done for me. That's why we can say the Lord is, not has,
yeah.
but he is. That means continuous. He's blessing me, you, you, and you. I love y'all.
Yeah.
But I love God more because he blessed me.
Praise God. Praise God. Give Minister Pemberton a hand as she comes.
All right, Minister Adrian. Amen, amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise again? Amen. I don't see Miss Deb here today, but this is her song, and I think she'd be okay with it. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. Don't call the road until I get there.
Error when I introduced her. She is now pastor of, what's the name of that church? Methuselah Baptist Church, is that right? Amen. See, was elected to take over her father's church. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. Amen. We want her to know that we're going to be there to support her. We hate that she won't be able to be here, her and her family, but nevertheless, our prayers will be with her. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get started. There in Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11, amen. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, amen. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Father God, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Father, let your Holy Spirit come now. Take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Show up, amen, that we might have service here today. We pray for your healing, for your deliverance. Set those who are captive free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to entitle this today, Surrendering to God's Will, amen, gives you hope. Surrendering to God's will gives you hope. I sort of want to throw in a subtitle there. God's got a blessing with your name on it. Amen. Just turn to somebody and tell them God's got a blessing with your name on it. Praise God. And we thank God today for all of our graduates, especially those who are here in New Hope. Amen. And those who might be listening in over the broadcast, we thank God for you, and we're praying, amen, for your success. I want to let you know today that there are provisions for you that trust in the Lord. Amen. He's got some blessings waiting on you. The Word of God tells us, happy are the youth who hope is in the Lord. Psalms 146 and 5 says, happy is the man, the youth who hope is in the Lord. Amen. For you, there are older ones before you. You can depend on for some guidings in your life. It's good to listen to the elders, those who have gone before you. But it's most important that you listen to God. For you that are older, do you remember how you felt when you graduated from high school? Did you experience an excitement and hope for the future? Or did you feel hopeless about your future? In other words, if you put something into it, you are hoping to get something out of it. But if you didn't put nothing into it, don't expect to get anything out of it. God's word is clear. Happy are the youth who hope is in the Lord. My prayer for youth and all of your graduates here today and are listening in, we will leave this worship service with a renewal
of hope in our hearts and life. We all need a super blessing of hope in our lives. Hope is what gets us through the dark nights. Hope is the belief that we are not permanently boxed in. Anything minus hope equals nothing. To all the youth, I would suggest several conditions for you to embrace hope in your life. Surrendering to God will give you hope. James chapter 4, verse 13 to 15 can be summarized this way. Your tomorrow are wrapped up in complete surrender to God's will. We look at James chapter 4, verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanish. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. Listen, God has promised to guide you step by step. If you follow his instructions, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your hearts and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Amen. You don't have to be fearful about the future. Give your future to God. Live one day at a time, completely surrender to God's will. God usually guides you one step at a time. You don't get, amen, the entire book for your life when you can look at the ending chapter and know exactly what will you be doing. It's like unrolling, amen, a scroll, one event at a time. We do not know and have the assurance that our life is in God's hands. And whatever happens, we will have the victory and be with Jesus. In other words, brothers and sisters, as quiet as is kept, God reveals his will as you trust and obey him day by day. It's like walking in the dark with a flashlight. As you walk forward, the light reveals what is ahead for a short distance. God directs your step much like a GPS, global positioning system. There are 24 satellites, 11,000 miles up, that connects to your GPS. You punch in your ending address and you are guided street by street and turn by turn. Proverbs 16 and 9 says, a man's heart diverses his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. We can make our plans, but the Lord, come on somebody, determines our steps. Amen. God's word is our GPS for our life's journey. Psalms 25 verse 4 and 5 says, show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me, for thou art God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long. In other words, before I get started, I want to have a little talk with Jesus. I want him to direct me in my step by step, every way I go in my life. Without a roadmap for life, you wander aimlessly from one experience to another. That's why some people never get ahead, because they don't plan. And if you don't plan, you plan to fail. Do I have a witness here? Without talking, amen, without taking the hand of Jesus and walking with him, you stumble and fall and have no one to pick you up. With Jesus, somebody say with Jesus. With Jesus by your side, you are constantly being picked up and encouraged to keep going to fully, amen, do the master's will. Because Jesus lives inside of you, and he holds tomorrow. He helps you on your journey. And with Jesus, you are able to face tomorrow. A man approached a little league ball player during a game one afternoon. He asked the boy in the dugout what the score was. The boy responded, 18-0. We're behind. The boy said, the spectator said, I'll bet you're discouraged. Why would I be discouraged? Replied the little boy. We haven't even gotten up to bat yet. Amen. Don't let other folks discourage you on your journey. Know that if you got God, you got all possibilities to carry out your dreams. Follow God's will is an adventure. Serving the Lord does not mean a pain-free life or life free of frustration. But when you are in the will of God, all is well with your soul. And in spite of pain and challenges of life, you find fulfillment and hope. God wants you to know his will. There is no greater joy or satisfaction than being in the center of God's will. That's why Jeremiah said in chapter 29, verse 11, has this good word for you as you plan for the future. God says, I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Brothers and sisters, God will match your gifts and skills with his calling. It is a false assumption that if you want to do something, it must not be God's will. No. Psalms, 34:4 says, we need to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. My prayer to all of you today, amen, young people, is that you might feel as I do after many years of serving the Lord. I have no regrets. I have enjoyed the blessings of God many times, more than I deserve. The best time to start doing God's will is right now. God wants your heart before the devil gets it. God wants, to show you the plans that he has for you. God will give you many opportunities to do his will. It is a false view to believe that if you have desperately disobeyed the Lord, you are doomed and will never have another chance to be in the center of God's will. You need to whisper to somebody and tell them, God not only forgives, he forgets. Amen. Throughout biblical history, from King David to Apostle Peter, men and women have stumbled, and God has lifted them up and given them a new beginning. Somebody ought to say, he cleaned up what I messed up so I can start my life all over again. It is God's will for you to live a life of integrity. I have a couple of verses for you, amen, to highlight in your Bibles. Follow this verse
and you will see and be saved of much grief. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to men. In other words, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-control, upright, and godly lives in the present age. As Christ's followers, we say no to unrighteousness and antichrist attitudes in this world. This means when you go to the internet and allergies pops up flashing before your eyes, you immediately hit spam. Temptation starts with a glimpse, and then fantasy, and then a worldly passion and addiction. We must be careful what we see on social media. We must be careful of those who we surround ourselves with. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there is a way seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so, as I get ready to leave you here, determined to live a life of eternity, amen, a life of integrity and purity, amen, save yourself for the person you marry and spend your life with. Build a lifelong trust in your relationship. Say no to unrighteousness and live a life of no regret. Character counts with God. Let me say that again. Character counts with God. As you walk with Jesus, you have hope. As you walk with Jesus at your side, you have hope. With Jesus, there is no hopeless situation. No matter what you're going through, God has the power to bring you out. In the time of the Apostle Paul had, amen, things was happening. Amen, people were evil. Amen, seems to be overcoming him. Satan appeared to have the upper hand on him. But Paul proclaimed to Christians in Corinth, in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, he says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph, amen, processions in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. In other words, if I got Jesus down on the inside, oh, what a change gonna be on the outside. In our march through life, following Jesus, our life serves as the influence of joy, the fragrance of a world filled with darkness and gloom. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Apostle John in the book of Revelation, he preached hope during the time of tribulations, during the time of dark days. The Apostle John in the book of Revelations, he says Christ's followers were sufferers, persecution for their faith on the cruel and merciless Roman government. The revelations of Jesus Christ came as hope for the Christians during the cruel rule of Nero and Roman government. Jesus is presented as the ultimate reign king on earth. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. The vision of John in Revelations gives us strength to the weak, gives faith to the doubting, give courage to the timid, give peace to the fearful, gives victory to the defeated, give hope to the hopeless. I want you to know that as you face your future, you are not alone, For Jesus will never leave you. Jesus will never forsake you. Jesus has promised that he'll be with you. You have the assurance that Jesus is for you. When you're in a situation over your head, just know he's walking by your side. When you are concerned with no way out, don't worry, because Jesus is your way out. When you are up against a brick wall, just know he'll make a way out of no way. The desert is before you. The Egyptians are behind you. But just know that God will part your Red Sea. He'll bring you through. I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is on the main line. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Remember that God is your refuge in the time of trouble. He cares for you. If you are in his will, then nothing else matters. If you are in God's will, whatever else happens, God, he's got you wrapped up, tangled up in his hands. God is your refuge and strength. I stopped by to just let you know, don't allow worry, don't allow fear, don't allow anxiety to choke out your hope. Your hope is built in Jesus and righteousness. Hope is the untiring conviction that we are permanent, locked in to God's way of doing things. Have you felt hopeless? I stopped by to let you know, sometimes we all experience hopelessness. Have you experience in your life weighting you down, so you are just bent over double with undue stress, uncontrolled anger, you worrying about everything, discouragement? But let me tell you, Jesus is available to touch you, to set you free from your affliction. He can stand tall for you, because Jesus have hope for your future. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus awaits you. Don't get discouraged. Jesus doesn't come into your life to take away, but he adds to your life more than minus. Jesus is plus. Can I get a witness here? When Jesus guides your steps, you can accomplish the impossible. Jesus gives meaning and gives purpose to your life. I heard Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You need to tell somebody, I'm going to make it, because there's a blessing with my name on it. There's a job with my name on it. There is peace with my name on it. There is hope with my name on it. You need to give God your work. Give God your life. I stopped by to let you know that there's no mountains too high that you can't climb, no valleys too low that you can't tunnel through, because God got you in his hands. He's in front of you. He's in back of you. He's on each side of you. He's under you. He's on top of you. He's all around you. You don't have to worry about the cares of the world, because he's got you in his hands. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, you think I'm nothing, but I'm going to make it. Don't look at my past, because God has turned it around for me. And right now, I got news for you. I'm still here, and I'm going to make it, because God is on the inside. He's working. He's changing. He's constructing. I'm a work in progress. Tell somebody the lies I used to tell. I won't tell as much anymore. The things I used to do, I won't do as much anymore. Because Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is my strength. Jesus is my hope. You ought to lift your hands and say, forget about what the past was. I'm on a new journey. I've got Jesus. I'm wrapped up. I'm wrapped up. Praise God. I'm wrapped up in the arms of Jesus. God's got a blessing with my name on it. Young folks, it's important that you remember that. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've done, God is just waiting on you. He's just waiting on you to get it right. If you surrender to him, you will be in his will. And there's no good thing. Somebody say good thing. There's no good thing that he will withhold from you if you trust in him. So I congratulate you and say to you, the sky is the limit. It's up to you to reach your goals. You got to get in motion. You got to be motivated. And I find that that is one of the problems with young folks, is being motivated to carry out their dreams. You can't sit back and expect for things to come to you. If you want something in life, you got to go get it. You've got to push yourself to unfamiliar territory. Come on, somebody. You can't be afraid to expand your territory. I know it don't look good, but just know who's with you. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valleys and shadows of death. You see, your obstacles are just a shadow that you're going through. But just know who is with you. God said, I'll be with you. So if you got God on your side, you can accomplish your dream. Listen to me, listen to me, and I'm finished. I'm finished. Some of you might not have started the right way. Don't let that hinder you from getting back on the right track. You know, it might sometimes take 5 or 6 years to complete college, but do it. Do it. Push yourself.
Everybody don't learn as fast as everybody else. See, I knew I wasn't a bookworm, so I didn't go to no college. I went to a vocational school. I learned a trade. And that trade excelled me to be able to be a journeyman electrician, to work at General Motors. And I'm not bragging about it, but before I left, I was making $34 an hour. But you got to push yourself to exceed in life. If you want to drive a Bentley, you got to have Bentley money. Uh-huh. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me here. Yeah, you want to live in a fine home, you got to have a fine home money. And ain't nobody going to give it to you unless you're blessed to have parents to get an inheritance. Honey, you on your own. But you can do it. You can do it. Don't blame your parents for not having an inheritance for you. Your parents did the best they could. Come on, somebody. But I always looked at it this way. I want to do better than my parents did. And then I want my children to do better than me. Don't let the past keep you in the past. You can progress if you trust God and do His will. God bless you. Stand to your feet. I love you. Hallelujah. If there's one today that would like to give their life to Jesus, we invite you to come. There's one. Come by letter. Come by Christian Experience Canada Baptism. Your life can change today. You can be set on the road of straight, where you can put your life back together. You don't have to join this church. The main thing is you join Jesus. We'll send you wherever you want to go. But we invite you to Christ today. This is a good time. Turn your life over to Jesus. You've been trying to fix it yourself, and all we do is mess it up. But when you let Jesus come in, He'll fix it for you. Will you come? Will you come? There'll be one today. There'll be one. There'll be one. There'll be one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on down. We spoke earlier about the young lady. I believe she was 23 years old, just graduated from college, and had a heart attack. We just don't know where death is. But we can leave with the assurance, if we give our lives to Jesus, that if we don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right. That's all I'm trying to get over to you. We got drive-by shootings and all that stuff. But if we've got Jesus, we're assured eternal life. Why live in hell and die and go to hell? Come on, somebody. Amen. I just think of myself as being among the dying on my way to the land of the living there in heaven. Maybe you're listening in this morning and you're not saved. We offer Christ to you also. You can receive Him by just praying this simple prayer. Bow your head and close your eyes. Say, "Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as Your child. Thank You, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do Your holy will." If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow mature in the Word of God. As we get ready for our altar call today, maybe there's somebody that's been carrying a heavy load all week long, and now you want to release it. Jesus says, I'm available, casting all your cares upon me, because I care it for you. If you like to come to the altar and just give your cares, give your sickness, lay your loved ones on the altar, your parents, your children, your relationships, come, tell the Lord about it. For this world condition, come and tell Jesus about it. He already knows, but he says you have not because you ask not. God wants to do great things in your life. This is your day. You ought to tell yourself, I'm next in line for a blessing. God is getting ready. He's getting ready. He's getting ready to release it right now. He's getting ready to release it right now. That job you've been looking for, God is getting ready to give it to you. But you got to let God know you really want it. You got to show him that you're going to be faithful to his word. Oh, God can move things out of your way, causing you to be depressed. And there's so many young people depressed today. So many young people getting caught up in social media. That young man, 18 years old, that killed all of those people there in Buffalo. People are messed up in their minds. They need God guidance. That's why we do so many crazy things. Because we are going about our own understanding. We can handle situations without killing somebody with a gun. The best way not to kill somebody with a gun is don't have one. But see, our public officials, they want to make money. And so they want the guns to be out there. But even in spite of all of that, God is still in control. God is still working. Elder Bradshaw, would you lead us today in prayer? Now they say you got 10 minutes.
Father and our God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that every way of life is well as it is.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here we are.
These who have come this morning. And now God is laying their all before you.
Yeah.
You know, Lord.
You know, Lord.
What's in their hearts?
Talk, watch them.
You know, Lord.
Yes, you know.
Why they're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to be nosy, Lord. We ain't going to get in your business or in your way. But one thing we do know is that, Lord, you know. And you can fix it right now, oh God. whatever the need is. You told us, oh Lord, if we ask, if we seek, and if we knock, that there's nothing too hard for you to do.
My Lord, thank you.
In their homes, oh Lord.
Work today.
In the midst of their home, God, move.
Right now, Lord. Right,
right now, oh God.
Yes.
In the midst of their lives this morning, move.
Yes.
Right now, God. We know you're able. We yes. know you can. We know you will.
Yes, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Yes.
We're standing before you, God. You said if we cast all our cares upon you.
You said it, Lord. You said it.
If we cast our cares upon you. And here we are this morning.
Here we are, Lord.
We laying bare our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We laying bare our souls before you.
Touch today.
Right now,
yeah.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
Because we believe you will, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
You can fix it.
Fix it, Lord. Mm-hmm.
You did it before.
Yeah, Lord.
And we know you can do it right now.
Right now, Lord. Right now.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's too hard for you, Lord.
My Lord. Nothing.
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 You can't do.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing.
Nothing, Lord.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Touch and deliver.
Touch in a mighty way, oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
Touch in a mighty way, oh God.
Do it, Lord. Do it.
Touch in a mighty way, oh God.
Yeah.
Move by your mighty power, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Move right now, God.
Right now,
in
Lord.
The midst. Of new hope today.
Yeah.
Move right now, God.
Let your will be done, God.
Let your will be done.
Yes.
Among
yes.
these, your people, oh Lord,
please,
right
sir.
Now.
Please, sir.
We'll give you the praise.
Yes.
We'll give you the glory.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise.
Praise.
Belong to you.
Yeah.
We'll tell somebody.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell somebody about your goodness.
Yes.
Bless us now, God.
Mm-hmm.
This young one that mother and father brought before you today.
Oh, bless today, Lord.
Bless God.
Today. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, in a mighty way.
Yes, yes.
We receive you. We believe it done.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
uh-huh.
by the power
yes.
of your holy word.
Do it, Lord.
By the power
yes.
of your son, Jesus, and his shed blood.
It is done.
And by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
We it believe is, it done right
it
now.
It is
God.
Done. Hallelujah.
Somebody tell God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Somebody ought to tell God thank you.
Glory
right
to God.
Come on and praise him right
glory
now.
Glory to God.
Come on and praise him for
glory,
your breakthrough.
Glory, glory.
Praise him for your blessing.
Hallelujah.
You just laid it before him.
Yes.
Praise him right now.
Yeah.
Praise him right now.
Yeah.
He can fix it.
Yeah.
He can fix it.
Yeah.
He's able.
Able. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Thank you as you return to your seat. Amen. We thank God for you today. We pray that your prayer will be answered. Amen. For we have a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise if you will. Amen. Thank you. Elder Bradshaw for the baby dedication and for the prayer and Pastor Pemberton, amen, for the prayer and song, amen, and our musicians, thank you, amen, praise God, all, yes, oh, okay, all right, they Women's Day is over now. The men want to get started. So let's give them a minute.
Well, praise the Lord. We only just need a minute. Praise the Lord. Our Men's Day, brothers and sisters, brothers. Praise the Lord. Second Sunday in June, June 12th, here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We would that all men, praise the Lord, be a part of this men's service this year. It's been a couple of years, and we about overdue. Amen. We about overdue. Amen, men. Our Men's Day choir is going to be in order. We have rehearsals coming. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about whether or not you can sing. Just stand beside somebody who think they can sing, and y'all will be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God, and we bless God for you today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our colors for the year. Our gray suits, praise the Lord, white shirts, black shoes and socks, and we have, praise the Lord, a great accessory color. Amen. Rose gold. If you need, and we would that all of the men of the church partake of our Men's Day affair. Amen. If you need a tie set, well, I guess you'll see a chairman left. Praise the Lord. I was going to say, see Chairman Dillard, but if, praise the Lord, if you want to buy one for your husband, do so.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See me, and we'll get it done. Our goal this year is $100 per man. That ain't too much, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
You spend that much on your wife at the People Mart. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Right quickly. Thank you. Amen. Card from the Love and Pemberton family to my New Hope family. Thank you for your kindness during the loss of my father. My family definitely felt your love, and we are truly thankful for you. Amen. We again ask you to continue praying for them. This comes from one of our families that came up here during Hurricane Katrina, and they moved back to New Orleans, and one of our mothers, Mother Amora, she passed a couple of weeks ago, and they send you a thank you card for all of your cards, for all your phone calls, and whatever you did to show your appreciation. This is coming from the Amora and Jackson family there in New Orleans. Praise God. Amen. And on a graduation note for 2022, Courtney Windham graduated from Mercer University May 16, 2022. Amen. Let's praise God for her. Amen. Thank God. We always like to see our young people make progress. Amen. God bless you. We love you. If all minds are clear, let us stand as we greet. I forgot to mention, the virus is sort of on a rise again, and so we are going mandatory back to wearing masks. Most of you never took them off, but we're going back to mandatory masks and a temperature check as you come in the building so that we can keep you safe and keep me safe too. Praise God. So we thank you for coming, and we thank you for your obedience. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Everybody say, say. Everybody say, amen. Everybody say, amen, amen, amen. We happy to see Deacon Wright here this morning. He's been out sick. Amen. Deacon Rice, we're so happy to have him to be with us. And Sister Angela Smith, amen, and her husband. So good to see y'all here today. God bless you. Thank you. All right, let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of the day and week. Amen. Love you, Mama.